Moving up the BI triangle, the next section of the BI triangle is legal. We've already discussed this in several different areas. For instance, choice of the entity. You need your legal advisor to help you structure your business. Employee agreements. Depending on your business, it may be essential that you have written agreements with your employees related to confidentiality, related to non-competition if they leave your employment. All of those things are areas that you need to discuss and have competent legal advice. Also, you may need a securities attorney. He may be able to help you structure your debt or equity financing to optimize your investment and your investor's investment in your company. Then there's intellectual property attorneys. I know we've already touched on this earlier in the program, but this is so vital. You must protect your ideas. You have heard Robert talk about his Velcro wallet business, and I think you've probably read his story about he lost that business because his manufacturers decided to start distributing the product on their own. He had no recourse. He had not taken the time, didn't want to spend the money to pay to have a patent written on the Velcro wallet. He will often say today it was the worst $10,000 mistake he ever made because he didn't protect it. Had he protected it, no one else could have made that without subjecting themselves to liability by infringing on his patent.
This might be a good time to also interject that there's many stages and steps that you will need in the legal process, and you're going to need a whole range of advisors. Sharon's just mentioned a number of the different types of things you will need legal counsel for. Remember, lawyers will specialize in these different fields, so it's quite possible that your business doesn't have one lawyer. You might have a number of attorneys that you work with to work on this stage, and it is completely unique. Your own plan will be unique because you're unique, your product is unique, what you're developing is different.
The next step is also protecting your brand. You've invested all of this time, all of this money. You may have even gotten the patent on a particular product. But what's happened is while doing that, you have built brand recognition. And there's something called a trademark. It's very important. It's very inexpensive to obtain. Let's talk about some popular trademarks. Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and of course, there's Rich Dad. As you develop your brand and build goodwill in your company name or your product name, it's essential that you protect that name and don't allow others to use it.